Chapter 5 Halloween Costumes. Megan, Kelly, and Susan go back to the big room. They look at the old portrait. They don't like it. Soon the boys arrive with some cleaning products and a broom. The girls say,
Abigail Cross's dress and boots are in the bedroom.
Someone wants to scare us,
says Bill.
The door of the house is always open. Anyone can enter. This is a very old house. Old houses have old clothes.
Nick is very quiet. Then he says,
This is exciting. On Monday we can tell our friends about this place. Maybe we can see a ghost.
Ghosts? How silly. Come on, let's start cleaning,
says Bill. They clean the windows, the table, and the chairs.
It's 5 p.m. It's time to go home,
says Nick.
I help my parents at the restaurant. The restaurant is always full on Saturdays. We can return tomorrow for the decorations.
We must also talk about the games for the party,
says Susan.
Okay, let's meet here tomorrow at 1 p.m.,
says Bill. Everyone goes home. After dinner, Mrs. Connor makes Halloween cookies and pumpkin pies. Mr. Connor puts the jack-o'-lantern in front of the window. Kelly and Megan go to their room. They want to make their Halloween costumes.
Do you think Abigail Cross is a ghost?
Asks Kelly.
I'm very confused. I don't know, but that house is evil.
I don't want to be afraid,
says Kelly.
I want to have fun at the Halloween party.
You're right. Let's not talk about ghosts,
says Megan. The girls start making their Halloween costumes.
I want to be an alien,
says Megan.
Look at my green mask.
It's nice. I like it. But what can I be?
Kelly thinks for a long time. Then she says,
I want to be Abigail Cross, the witch.
No, Kelly, don't do it,
says Megan.
Why not? It's an easy costume. I can wear Mom's long black dress. Then I can buy a mask and a wig. I have a pair of old black boots. I want to scare everyone.
Kelly laughs.
Aren't you afraid?
Asks Megan.
No, it's just a Halloween costume,
says Kelly.
Remember, our costumes are a secret. Don't tell anyone.
On Sunday afternoon, the five friends meet at the abandoned house. When they enter, they look at the portrait. The woman has the same evil smile. But there is something different in the portrait. Megan sees it. She turns on her torch and says,
Look at the woman in the portrait. She has a red mark around her neck.
You're right,
says Nick. They all look at the portrait.
What does it mean?
It's your imagination,
says Bill.
You can see the red mark because you have a torch. Who wants to go downstairs and see the basement?
Asks Bill.
We can use the basement for scary games.
You boys can go to the basement,
says Susan.
We want to move the old tables to the center of the room.
Megan goes to the dark bedroom. She opens the door and looks inside. The black dress and the black boots are still there. She shuts the door quickly. Her heart is beating fast. When the boys return, they say,
There is nothing in the basement, only some old barrels.